Oh boy. Well, our first match day series, it ends in a loss for the Gunners. It's a mountain to climb now for Arteta. Whoa, KC, I think you and I going into this game, we both had some trepidation, but also some hope that we could pull it together against this Wolves team, especially at home. It just wasn't meant to be. Before I get your take on some stuff, I think this is the match stats. I'm just going to throw these at you because they're coming at me thick and fast. Possession 53%, Arsenal 47%, Wolves. Goal attempts, we had 2 on target, they had 5. We had 10 off target, they had 6. We had 8 corners, they had 4. We gave away 12 fouls, they gave away the same amount as well. We had Leno, Bellerin, Luiz, Gabriel, Tierney, Ceballos, Xhaka, Willian, Willock, Saka, Aubameyang starting. We talked about how that looked like a pretty good lineup. Maybe a couple of us wanted to see Nelson start instead of Willian. And second half, things were a little bit better, but KC, whew, it's rough.
We're not playing well enough. We're not a very good team at the moment, Sophie. And I will keep saying it. People could keep making excuses about systems and all this nonsense. We are just not playing well enough. We are not.
But KC, I love and adore you, but you know, managers are lauded when, you know, teams play really well and teams progress up the table and they do really good things. And we lauded Arteta when, you know, we beat Fulham, which is now, you kind of look at that, and we beat United, and you look back at that considering how United escaped today against Southampton and have done so throughout the season already. We win an FA Cup and we're a cup team, we're a one-off team. I have to hold you accountable for what you're saying, because at some point he's got to improve us in the league against certain teams. I mean, this is not good, KC.
So, Sophie, we said it at the back end of last season in the league, and that we don't beat the big six. Yes? Yes, what everyone's saying. We don't go away and win away at any of the big six. We do that, but we're not playing well. So I don't understand how you're saying about being held accountable from the manager and the players. That's it. And all this... What are we going to do? Whenever we go through a rough patch, are we just going to be sacking managers? Because we're going to be sacking managers every year. It makes no sense. This guy has not had the opportunity to build his own team. He hasn't. And everybody must admit that.
Well, he hasn't had... He's had one transfer window, which is...
So he hasn't had the opportunity to build his own team.
No, and I've said to you many times on this show about managers building teams in their image. And if this is going to be the kind of football we're going to play in his image, though, I think that's the thing that fans are asking. Yes, he hasn't had time to build his team completely, but at the same time, is this his brand of football or is this interim football? Because I don't understand. We have the talented enough players to play against certain teams in a certain way, KC. On paper, we're better than a lot of teams. Some people would say on paper we're a better team than Wolves, yet the manager of Wolves is getting the best out of his players and look how they played versus us. Do you understand like why people are a little bit questioning Arteta, like based on these facets?
Of course I do. Of course I understand. But I am on here because I've been in the dressing room. That's why I'm on here. I'm not on here because I've been in the dressing room. I'm on here because I've been on the other side of it. I've been that player in the dressing room when things ain't been going right. See, that's why I'm here. So That's why I could only tell you from my experience. My experience of being at Arsenal and being in that dressing room, when things are not going right, I've had it. Right? I've had it. Everything is wrong. When things ain't going right and you're not winning, everything is wrong. What wins do sometimes, Sophie, wins paper cracks. That's what wins do. And people could cut stats at me and say whatever they want. The bottom line of it is this, Sophie. We are not playing well. What is that, 10 games?
10 games that's now, yeah. We've lost five.
Yeah, we've lost five of those 10.
Or have we lost six? I think we've lost five.
We're not playing well, Sophie. We are not playing well. And if we're going to be, if every time we bump in the road, we're going to be changing managers. Give the man some time to build his own team. Then after that, if he builds his team and doesn't change, then you could change it.
Okay, so look, there's a lot of, I want this to be a lot about, I love how our chat group and our listeners get stuck in. So KC, I want to throw out for our post game, I really want to get into what their concerns are and some of the things that they're talking about and asking. So do you think comments like, okay, this, hold on. Right. I want to stick with Arteta, but this is so painful to watch. When will we turn the corner? That's from AFC Steve-O.
Well, I don't know when we're going to turn the corner, but we're going to have to turn the corner. We're going to have to turn the corner. If I knew when we're going to turn the corner, I could tell you. But I don't know. The bottom line is this, Sophie. The manager and the players have to work it out. Everybody was crying for change before. He's changed it. It's made no difference. And my point has always been, Sophie, people can talk about systems, etc. It is about the players who go on that pitch. They have to perform. That is it. And we're not performing. So whatever system you want to play, it doesn't matter because we're not good enough right now.
This is what a lot of us thought tonight. To be quite honest with you, Aubameyang looked like he gave zeros. It was shocking. I mean, it was really shocking how apathetic he came across in this match, Casey. Is that frustration? Because he's playing down the middle now. This is, what, second or third game? What's happening?
Well, again, I think he had one really good chance. I think that was better second half, Sophie.
And that was such a... Come on, Casey, you would have buried that. Come on.
Yeah, but Sophie, what we've got to remember is this. He's not had virtually any chances in the last few games. So he's snatching it.
We can't keep making excuses for him, Casey.
I'm not making excuses. Sophie, I'm going to tell you again. I am here because I have been on that side. I'm not asking for your confirmation of it. I can only tell you what I've been through. I can only tell you what it's like on that side. So I'm not making excuses. I'm only telling you the truth. That's all. Whether you believe it or not, that's up to you. I'm speaking from experience.
Okay, and I get that, and I'm looking at it from, all right, let's just say I'm in the stadium, I paid money, I'm watching the game today. I expect more from my captain as a fan who loves the club. I totally see
that's
it from
enough.
Your point of view as a player, but
no,
as a fan, I'm telling you that right now Aubameyang is playing with apathy, and I think a lot of Arsenal fans saw that a little bit tonight. They expect a little bit more. And maybe he's frustrated, but he's supposed to be the captain of the team, Casey. He's the leader. So I get that and totally respect like the player perspective. But at the same time, as fans, we can see something is clearly wrong. And it's okay to start asking questions of Mikel Arteta and what's happening with some of this stuff.
Sophie, what I was talking about wasn't his performance. What I said was, before you jumped on me, was he had one chance. One good chance. And you never let me finish. The one good chance he had, because he doesn't get chance after chance after chance, he's snatching at it because he doesn't know when he's going to get a next chance. That's my point. I'm not saying he's been brilliant. No, he hasn't. But who has? That's my point.
Yeah, but the point is also that what is the manager doing to motivate these players? Because it seems like since we've won the FA Cup, agree with Matt EA, we're stuck in reverse gear. It seems like there's a disconnect between the manager and the players.
How do you get that, Sophie? How do you get that there's a disconnect?
Well, because if we're not executing, are we? So clearly there's either a miscommunication
Sophie, I will beg to differ, because if there was a total disconnect, I know at right now it seems terrible, but there's other teams who have struggled. We are not the only team who have struggled this season. We're not. We are just going through a rough patch right now. That's what we're doing. And we've got to take our lumps. That's just life. So what would everybody do? If every time we hit a bump in the road, Sophie, if we're going to change managers, it will not be good moving forward.
Well, I'm not talking about changing managers at all, Casey.
I never said you are. I never said you are. I'm just saying in general that there's some of the comments on here. I talk about Arteta out and all that. So if every time we hit a rough patch, we're going to get rid of the manager.
Not me. We're having a...
I never said you. I said there's people in chat and there's people who are Arteta out. So every time we hit a rough patch, are we going to sack the manager? That's what I said. I'm not saying you.
Yeah. Okay, let's play this voice note that we got from PG and see what she has to say on the game.
Hey, everyone on the hybrid squad. Like all of you, not happy. I actually don't even know what to say. And then I've got a million things to say, so I'll try and keep it short and sweet. We're just not good enough. None of them are good enough. I don't know what is going on with Aubameyang. And to be honest, and I said this the last couple of weeks, that if he's not doing it, it needs to be dropped. You drop Lacazette, fair enough. But I think Lacazette offers more at the moment. The system's not working. Nothing's working. The players aren't good enough. He did say to go back to the drawing board during the international break. He has slightly changed it, but God, do we need Partey back? We don't have a midfield. I don't even want to talk about Xhaka and Ceballos. I don't blame Leno for their goal because it was deflected, but we don't offer much. I don't know what else to say. I'm really at a loss for words. What I'm going to do is I'm going to watch his press conference and then I'll voice again so you'll get a bit of info of what he said. I'd say enjoy the show, but I think it's going to be more that we're generally pretty miserable. And 14th in the league with that lot on top. Happy the end of November.
I think that's what always makes things worse, Casey, is when your rivals are doing better than you. You've experienced this in your career at times. You've played for the Arsenal, Everton and other big clubs, Forest. And it's not easy. I think also to start relying on this just being a Partey thing, Thomas Partey coming back and being in the squad. It's not about that, guys. It's like we're always trying to put Band-Aids on things and make things right when really there's so many things that are broken about this team and still about this club. Let me ask you this. Did you think things changed in the second half at all when the substitutions were made, Casey? What did you make of that? And did you think they came early enough?
I tell you this, Sophie, I thought there was a bit more energy in the second half. I thought Willock started to run and do what he's good at, as opposed to just playing safe. That's what I thought. But there was a severe lack of quality of it. Balls getting put in the box always seem to find a Wolves player. As apart from maybe the one with Aubameyang, and there was one with Saka where he went with his leg and probably should have headed it. If he heads it, he probably scores. But really, apart from that, Sophie, there was nothing else. Nothing else.
Well, what did we offer? As a team, okay, so talk me through this. You're talking about, you know, if I'm going to kind of call out Aubameyang for looking apathetic and looking like he was really not leading the team by example or in the second half, and there seems to be some type of apathy that spread through this squad. I've asked you before on the show and questioned Arteta's man management in the sense that I'm just calling it as I see it. I'm not an Arteta out person by any stretch of the imagination. But when you have Pepe speaking out on his international break, you have Ceballos and Luis fighting, you have Willian going to Dubai without telling his manager where he's gone, you have, you know, stuff leaking from the training ground. I mean, these things, don't you feel like, you know, the Ozil thing still in the background? I mean, I don't understand it. And then, you know, he's supposed to be this open and fair new core manager, but yet he's playing favourites. Like Bellerin, come on. Maitland-Niles deserves a shot in this team now, no? So,
Sophie, I've already said, look, I've already told you, there's certain players who the manager will treat a little different than the others. That's normal. Everyone doesn't get the same treatment. Even at a job, everybody doesn't get the same treatment. So thinking that everybody gets the same treatment, you're wrong. You are totally wrong. Now, what did Arsenal offer? As I said, Arsenal offered a bit more energy in the second half, and they were playing forward a little bit better. But Sophie, one thing we cannot take our mind away from is the lack of quality. There is a lack of quality.
Okay.
It's that simple.
Okay, so there was a lack of quality towards... The lack of quality came from the Wenger-Gazidis era, correct? Most of it.
Sophie. I'm not even going to talk about that. I'm talking about the here and now. Forget all that what's gone. What's gone is gone. We've got to deal with the now. What we saw out there on the pitch is a lack of quality. They showed a little bit more effort in the second half. Mm-hmm. To unhinge a well-organized Wolves team, you need a bit of quality. And we had no quality, Sophie. We had no quality. The one bit of quality, real quality we had, was when William put it in the box and Gabriel got the header. That was a real good piece of quality. Good cross. Attacked the ball. Headed it in. Fantastic. Apart from that, Aubameyang, yeah, he should have scored his opportunity. Saka should have scored his opportunity. But we've been there before, haven't we? When we're not clinical and we don't take our chances.
You dodged the question I asked you in that.
I've dodged what? What have I dodged?
I asked about Arteta's man management and if that is starting to have an impact on the team, because
I said you could say that, Sophie. Of course you could say that. Anybody could say, you're asking me my opinion. And when I answer you, you don't like the answer. And that's not fair. I can only tell you my opinion, just like you will give your opinion. My opinion, it isn't what Arteta's saying to the players. It's what the players do on the pitch. It always is.
So the team that won the FA Cup and the team he inspired to winning the FA Cup, and I keep coming back to this because...
He's the same players that ain't doing it now.
Why? Why?
You're asking me because players ain't playing well enough. That's why. So you can't say to me he can inspire them in an FA Cup. and then all of a sudden he's not inspiring them in the league. It's the players.
Do you think the last two games would have been different if Partey and Elneny were playing in midfield?
Possibly, possibly, but I don't know because they weren't there. We have more energy in the midfield when Partey and Elneny play. That's for sure. Right? That is for sure. And we can get about the pitch a lot better. But they're not there. So it's no point even saying that. Would we have done this? If it was a fifth, we'd all be drunk. Let's not talk about the ifs. Let's talk about what we actually see.
I think this is true from Winston. Our midfield is dead. Oba looks totally disinterested. As a striker as well, we've talked about Aubameyang's only as good as the service that he gets. Also, though, there are certain forward players that ingrain themselves in the game, get stuck into the game, make themselves present in the game that hopefully inspires or galvanizes the team. It doesn't feel like Aubameyang has done much of that, Katie.
You talk about these things, but tell me in what way?
In the way where, as I'm watching the game, I see him maybe chasing the ball a little bit more, being a little bit more aggressive when he's tracking back, trying to win the ball, his movement off the ball. It just all feels off. It all feels a little lackluster and lacking energy from him. And I don't know if he's because he's upset. And, you know, I know that players are a little bit more adult than this, KC. But again, I'm coming to you as a fan, and that's what I love about our juxtaposition with our conversations, is that you're able to give me the player perspective. But I think Aubameyang was happier playing with Lacazette and Pepe as a front three. And I think since that,
but
Apple
people didn't want it.
Upset.
Yeah, people didn't want it. People wanted change. So they never asked for change.
They asked for change mostly, to be fair, in midfield and defence.
Let's be honest here. A lot of people were talking about we've got a golden boot winner playing left hand side. He's got to be through the middle. Did we get yes or no? I heard that from many people. You put him through the middle. The problem is we're not playing well enough. We are not playing well enough. So whether Aubameyang plays left, right, through the middle, we are not playing well enough as a team.
This is
the problem. And this is what Mikel Arteta has to fix. He has to get that balance. And remember, it's still the same players that he inspired back in the last season. And I can guarantee you, he cannot believe we see it.
I also think at some point, again, just to give the example, you can't laud the same players for going through one-off games in the FA Cup and beating two of the best teams in the country and winning it, and lauding Arteta for driving a lot of lemons and making them lemonade to win the FA Cup, and then not be able to criticise him for how he's approaching perhaps or managing a longer term program of games in the Premier League and what he's doing with the players on a longer term basis, as opposed to trying to get them up for a one-off game. That's where I'm coming from.
Yeah, but who said you couldn't? Who said you couldn't criticize him? I never. What I'm saying is, Sophie, I'm saying it's the same players he inspired to perform. The fact that they reacted to him and stepped up was great. Everybody agreed it was great that they stepped up. New season is a different story altogether. Everybody goes away and they come back, and now we've got to start doing it again, Sophie. We've got to start doing it again. And again, these players are proving they can't do it. Sorry to say it, but they can't do it. They could do it in a one-off, but they can't do it regular, week in, week out. Whether that's the culture, what Arteta's trying to change, whether he's got players there who are not going to change regardless. But until Arteta gets the players in that he chooses, he's still playing with a with a light deck in my eyes.
Okay, so we're in the bottom half of the table. We have been beaten by City, Liverpool, Leicester, Wolves. We have the North London Derby coming up, which of course can be a completely different game because at the end of the day it is a derby. Mourinho has already beaten Arteta once. I mean, there's a lot to fear, Casey. I mean, there's a lot. As an Arsenal fan, when you look at what's happening at the top of the table and you look at where we're at, this isn't something new. I think this is the thing for a lot of sensible Arsenal fans. This has been years in the making, and we keep putting band. This is why I said, did that episode about, did a couple of the FA Cups put band-aids over a poor situation that the club then enabled to just kind of evolve and regress in the Premier League. You know, you win a few trophies, you let it ride, you think you can do more with less. We're paying a huge price for not investing.
Sophie, look, all the narrative you mentioned is valid. I said it once and I'm going to say it again, Sophie. For all those years previous, when you looked at Arsenal, you knew we needed a centre half and a centre midfielder, didn't you? Every time you watched Arsenal, every time. Now, finally, a manager's come in. The first thing he's done, he's got a centre half and he's got a centre midfielder. But there's so much more this team needs, this squad needs. There's so much more. The culture has been defunct from before Arteta got to the club. Let's be brutally honest. It's not Arteta making it this way. We've had bad spells under all the previous managers. So Arteta has to come in and change it. Because the first sign of madness, as they say, is to keep doing the same things. Right? You don't change. You keep doing the same things. It's a sign of madness because you can't expect change. So until Arteta starts making changes, he's got to be backed. We know that. So has all the managers been backed properly? Probably not. Has all the managers from the Wenger time to Unai Emery bought the correct players? No, because Arteta had to get a centre-half and a centre-midfielder. That should have been addressed a long time ago.
Yes, it should have. But he's the manager now. Okay, let's take a look at this question, and we're going to get a quick soundbite from him if you guys want to stay. We've got a ton of people in chat right now, Casey. It's all kicking off. So if you have a few spare minutes, do you have a few spare minutes to spare?
How long are we talking? Because it's late.
Ten minutes.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, all right, cool. It's a rough patch, but this will end at some point. Nobody knows when this will be. The season I expect us to hit the lowest point before we get up again. I think a lot of Arsenal fans are waiting for the next shoe to fall, and that shoe would presumably be, or not presumably, hopefully not be against Tottenham Hotspur, Casey. What are fans going to do in terms of this? Supposed it's going to get worse before it gets better. And how do we stay united as a fan base?
We're not, Sophie. We're not going to stay united because there's already divisions. But this is what happens. This is what happens. So, and again, you
this
know,
is
people
true.
Talk about
this is true. This comment's true. I made this point on our show earlier this week too. His Premier League record and his Premier League standing compared to the others so far is pretty poor. He's been poor in the Premier League, Casey.
Sophie, and I agree with you, Sophie. But listen, what do you expect him to do? He's got to change it because for all these people talking about this one's record and that one's record, we haven't qualified for the Champions League in how many years? So it's the same.
We've been asked to go into the dressing room as part of one of our new series. Wish we could go into the dressing room. If you could go into the dressing room, Casey, you were a leader in that dressing room right now. How would you play this? How would you play it? Take me into the eyes of the player.
No, that's too easy to say. I need to be around it longer than just going in the dressing room. Because you've got to get to know people. You can't just go in the dressing room and think you know. You've got to go in. You've got to go into the training ground. You've got to see how the players react. You've got to see when things are good, and you've got to see things when they're bad. And then you're going to get a gauge of how the players are.
All right, but I'm asking you now, based on you're in this team, you're in this squad, and we've just lost.
I'm not, Sophie. But I'm not. So I can only speak about the experience. No, if this is the truth, I can't tell you what these guys have in their head. I can't tell you that. I can only tell you of the experience that I have.
Well, you were very vocal, and you knew how you felt when Bellerin said that Alexis Sanchez had too much of a winning or mentality, or whatever the comment was that he made, and he made that 2 years ago, and you had posted it. So you put yourself into that mindset, and that offended you. So
I put myself into the mindset, Sophie. Let me just say this to you. I put myself into the mindset. If you're in that Arsenal dressing room, what are you in there for? Are you in there to win, or are you in there to pick up money and enjoy bits and pieces? You're in there to win. Everything should be geared to winning. That's why I took offense, because that's the only thing I knew when I was at Arsenal. That's my point. So to me, Sophie, that mentality is foreign. It's foreign.
I would like you to answer this one. Do you not think other teams raise their games against us? Teams have no fear against Arsenal. Do we think teams see us as a pushover these days? I mean, I think that so many teams, Casey, again, from the fan perspective, some games now I feel like I go into and I think, wow, this doesn't feel good. It's just so wrong. I feel that way, let alone the players.
Sophie, let me tell you something. I've said it before and I'll say it again. We are soft. We're a soft touch. Now, if the players are not committed to winning and to doing the hard stuff, because you know what, Sophie? Football's a hard game. It's a hard game. And if you're not willing to do the hard work, it will show. Because when you go across that white line, there's no hiding place, Sophie. That's why, as you said, you're a fan and you're looking at the captain, and in your eyes, the captain is playing with, he's not doing it. I could say that about the majority of the players. Maybe a couple of players got away, would get away with it. Gabriel is still performing at a decent level, and a couple of other players. But as a team, we are not performing to the level that we can perform. Okay? It's foreign. To me, it's foreign, Sophie, that an Arsenal dressing room is not built to win. It's foreign.
But it's...
And that's what Arteta's trying to... That's what he wants to get. He come from a winning dressing room where he was previously. He wasn't manager, but he is manager now, and that's what he's trying to build. He's trying to build that winning mentality and culture. And you know what it might take? It might take to get rid of almost everyone in order to get it.
I understand that completely, and I think that it's difficult to inherit a bad culture, and that bad culture has been ongoing since the latter Wenger years. You know, I've heard a lot of people try and blame this on him inheriting a mess from Unai Emery. Come on, people. Let's not forget what happened in the last few years of Arsene Wenger's tenure. And let's not forget a lot of the dross that they inherited, that they bought, and Emery inherited, and then Arteta inherited thereafter. And he also inherited Emery's mess too. So we're a club that's been in regression for a long time. We've had an ownership that's been a bit oblivious to it, but now we've put in an executive team and a manager in place that's hopefully going to evolve that DNA and that culture, Casey. But at the end of the day, we have to stop taking points in the Premier League, and we cannot be in this bottom half of the table. And quite a few people have sent me messages, and thanks to everyone who's in the chat and is listening. And if you're a newcomer, thanks so much for giving us a shot and taking a listen to us. We'll be doing a lot more shows like this during the season when we're playing. KC, are we going to get into a dogfight here? A lot of people are asking this question before I let you go. Are we now looking at scrapping in the bottom half of the table versus finding a way to get back into top four? Because I think a lot of fans right now just can't see the top four thing at all.
No, of course they can't see it. Of course they can't see it, because it's all doom and gloom. That's what it is. It's all doom and gloom. But just as there is night, there will be day. Arteta, it will change, because, listen, class is permanent. But we're going through a bad patch. A bad patch after beating Manchester United. After beating Manchester United, we said, Sophie, that we weren't clinical enough. Even after winning, we said they weren't clinical enough.
Yeah, we had two shots on target and one was the pen.
Right. But having shots and having shots on target, but the performance was a lot better at Manchester United. Since then, we haven't played well. We have not played well since then. So, again, I'd ask the question of everybody. Will, every time we hit a bump in the road, will there be a clamour for the manager to leave? Or are we going to just hold our hands up and say, listen, yes, we are a club. We are a club who are going through a sticky patch right now. We are. And admit it. This is what we have to do. We have to admit it. We're going for a sticky patch, and there's players in this team who I believe, when the rubber meets the road, will not be a part of this squad moving forward under Arteta. Or if it's not Arteta, under another manager. Because they haven't got the winning mentality.
I've asked you this question and Amanda a lot on the show over the last couple of weeks, and I'm glad that Mally Mo has thrown it in there too. I do think there's a difference of treatment between Arteta and Emery. Why is Arteta getting a pass? He's a year into the job now, and clearly he's not doing as good a job in the Premier League results-wise and position-wise. Maybe culture-wise he is, and all of those other components that are just as important to the DNA of the club, KC. But why is this the case?
Does he get a pass? I don't know. Remember, this is now the next manager. So this is, remember, there was Freddie Ljungberg in between Arteta. And I know it was only for a short period, right? I know it was only for a short period, Sophie. But here we are again. We're with a new manager. He's been in the job a year. He's had one transfer window. And he's trying to change so much. He's trying to change. In fact, he's trying to change too much. Do we expect it to change overnight? No. No chance. No chance. It's not going to change overnight. It is not. And you know what? You can bring in as many managers as you want with this squad. You can. Because Emery was as experienced as many others. He couldn't get it done. Arteta's coming in. He's trying to change the culture. He's trying to change the playing style, the mentality of the players. It's going to take time. And in order to do it, he may have to do a couple. Sophie, he might have to just cull a load of these players.
But Okay, I know you've got to go, and we've got so, I can't keep up with all the comments today in chat. There's so many fantastic post-game comments from everybody. I think you missed my comment on Arteta. Generally, he's taking responsibility, but he was happy with the second half and just needed more chances. Wouldn't discuss Ober singularly. Okay, well, he's not going to be the type of manager that's going to throw his team under the bus, is he? He's not going to throw his his captain under the bus either. So, yeah, I agree with all of that in terms of the mediocre players and stuff like that. At some point, though, look, when you see, Brendan Rodgers is getting results with Leicester, and we're seeing Frank Lampard evolve Chelsea, even Mourinho's evolved Spurs. At some point, we've got to be more than just the cup team. Arsenal Football Club are going to be judged on the Premier League. And I know that Arteta needs time. And I'm not saying he doesn't deserve the time. I just think he just needs to start getting better results and trying to find a way to get out of these players what he was able to do in the FA Cup, Casey. That's all.
But Sophie, it's $1 million question. Look, the players have never really done it. The players have never really done the consistency one. So how you expect Arteta to all of a sudden magic these players into be consistent in the league? I think you're asking a bit too much.
Okay. Actually, Omar, you're right. He did rip Pepe last week. And why is he protecting players tonight? Or why is he protected players in other games?
Pepe got sent off last week.
I know, but he shows favoritism. It's like Willian.
No, doing something stupid.
Well, he did, but you don't call him out either. He's a young player.
That's why he got called out. He's the one who's been asking for, I want my chance, I want my chance, I want my chance. Then when he gives him the chance, he does something stupid. That's not right.
I understand, and I agree with Mikey. The seniors at our club are a disgrace. We're still riding on a lot. It's true. I mean, there's a lot of comments coming through about Arteta. They're all mixed. Mostly people are being super sensible. I feel like this is starting to become a conversation in terms of the players. And I do think he's got to be really careful, Casey, because he is starting to show a little bit of favoritism here and there. And we've criticized managers like, I'm not saying he's Mourinho, but we can't criticize other managers for throwing their players under the bus or treating players a certain way and then, not holding Arteta accountable. He seems to be really super protected. I don't know. He seems like he's got...
Who isn't holding Arteta accountable?
I think there are a lot of fans that are looking past some of his choices and actions, to be quite honest. Yeah, I think that's evident.
But that's fans. Me and you are talking now. When you mention it, am I not holding him accountable for the league performances, do you reckon?
I don't think you've been hard enough on him, no.
Hard enough how?
In terms of him being more accountable than the players.
No, I've always said this, Sophie, and tell me if I'm wrong, because if you haven't remembered this, I said the buck stops with the manager. But what he has to do, when he prepares them, Sophie, the best thing he could do is prepare them, and when they cross that white line, Sophie, they have to perform. That's the only thing I say. That is how it works.
I understand. I get it. But I do think there's been, and we got to wrap things up here. I know you got to get on a flight and stuff like that. And thanks so much for joining me, Super Kev, on our first match day post-game show. To everyone who's tuned in, fantastic comments.
I just wish we could have had a win and people would start feeling better. But listen, the questions will keep coming. Of course the questions will keep coming. Because whenever there's defeat, it's problems, Sophie. That's why there's a saying, winning cures all. Because when you win, people forget any discrepancy, anything that's not going right.
Listen, I'm not an Emery girl, and you know that I am so open-minded about where we're going and who we are as a club. And Manchester United lost their legendary manager, Sir Alex Ferguson, and they have not found their way since. And it may take two or three managers to find our way since Wenger. It could be that Arteta's the one. We don't know that yet. We don't know anything. All we know is that we're on a very slippery path right now, and it's got to be rectified and fixed, and somehow with the current players we have, because it's going to take two or three transfer windows to get there. But by golly, to use an old saying, Casey, if we lose that North London derby, and bite my tongue, because hopefully we will not lose that North London derby and it would be a moot point, but we've got to steady the ship and find a way to get this team connected and have him inspire them to figure this out before that North London derby, because it could get ugly really, really fast.
Sophie, North London derby day. Obviously, we always want us to win. That goes without saying. But Sophie, there's a bigger picture here. There is a bigger picture. And listen, I love talking to you, and I love all the comments, whether you agree with me or you don't, whatever your thoughts are. As we always say, Sophie, every opinion is valid. All Arsenal fans, every opinion is valid. I want Arsenal to be winning the league, to be in the Champions League. Of course I do. But where we are right now, Sophie, the chickens are coming home to roost for us. That's what's been happening. All the years of messing around, non-investment, etc., now it's come to a head. And this is what's happening now. And unfortunately, Sophie, Mikel Arteta is the incumbent who's going to have to sort it out right now.
Yeah, you're right. And Mel, I gave the stat in our pre-game show, 1979. We talked about it. These are the kinds of records you don't want to see broken, especially when you've had your worst start since the 97-98 season. We said at the beginning of the show that was the season where we actually went on to win the double. Not sure that's going to happen this season, you guys, but we can certainly pick it up from here. And a big up to all of you. Some people agreeing with me and not, and Casey and not, but most people appreciating that we have a legend in the house who's talking football with us. Super Kev, you travel safely back from Spain. Thank you so much for joining me again. And we're going to have a lot more coming to everyone this week. Our lockdown series continues, you guys. So join us live tomorrow and get ready for your top five transfers. Your top five transfers that you want to see, players that you want to come to Arsenal within a reasonable budget. I'll give you $150 million to spend. Okay, thanks to everybody for joining us. And unfortunately, it wasn't the result that we wanted. But let's hope that we can just move on upwards from here. And until then, KC?
Always Arsenal. Come on, guys. Stay the course, boys.